The time is exactly 7 o'clock. It's time for the cabaret program, and this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
All right, thank you very much. This is Cabaret, where we feature the best of our musical talent along the Front Range. And tonight we have Ray and Carrie as Strange Birds, Blue Collar Folk, Don't Touch That Dial. This is going to be a great hour.
All right, here we go.
The wind is blowing, the leaves are changing, the harvest moon is coming round again, and I don't know why it makes me feel this way, but all I know is I've got to find my way and race with the wind and howl at the moon and dream my dream too. I've got it all, I always say, I envy no man at the end of the day, because of you I feel alright in my space, because of you you always kiss my face and race with the wind and howl at the moon and dream my dream. I've got to find my way and brace with the wind and howl at the moon and dream our dream too. Brace with the wind and howl at the moon and dream our dream too. Brace with the wind and howl.
Strange Birds, Howl at the Moon. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to grab different instruments and play another song.
It's a little song I wrote. I recently retired from the Boulder Public Library after a 20-year career, and I'm a big reader, love history, and this is a song inspired by Willa Cather and her book, O Pioneers, written in 1913. And I'll just let the song tell the story. But I was very moved, and I wrote this on a beautiful blizzardy morning. Is there such a word as blizzardy? But and I had a
there
cup of coffee,
now.
And the whole thing just kind of came out.
There is a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And the funny thing is Ray and I released our CD 2 weeks before we were married, and so it was kind of funny to have Star-Crossed Lovers as our new CD, and then we got married.
That's right.
It's been a year. It's going good.
It's not about us, about other people. Here we go. Star-crossed lovers. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
The fireflies and moon to bed, held her in his arms, his shoulder cradled her head. And underneath the big oak tree, he said, run away with me, for your husband's cold and cruel, and he's never cared. Working these fields in the sun. When he looked into her eyes, she saw the light of a Mexico sky. The plains of Nebraska, 1913. Star-crossed lovers, they were never meant to be.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, it's a great book. Oh, Pioneers by Willa Cather. Yeah. He's writing it down, folks. Fun to be here.
My mother and my sister read those when, you know, I lived at home. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's a great writer.
Yeah, pretty popular books.
Okay, so we have to do a switcheroo here. Yeah.
I got you covered. I got you covered.
Okay. All right.
I'll hold your mic up while you do that.
I'll catch it if it falls.
It's theater of the mind here, yeah. I'm holding her mic and playing guitar.
They asked folks to call in tonight to tell us how good we look on the radio. Yeah.
Right, yeah. We were made for radio.
That's why I'm going to stand over here. I wouldn't want to ruin the picture.
Oh, man. It's crazy. We just got some really cool new promotional photos done by Rick Cummings, and they're just like, they're so cool. They're so different. So it's kind of fun. So we feel, it makes us feel different. You ready? This is a song off our latest record, a little song called Back Road. We live way up in Rollinsville at about 9,000 feet, and we kind of sort out the issues of the world together as we're walking on the road with our dog.
Zelda. The dog. Yeah.
And the other instrument you hear here, Carrie's playing an Irish bouzouki.
Thanks to Court McCumber, I'm playing an Irish bouzouki. Yes. James Moores has something to do with that too. Although Court found this on a Craigslist ad, and the man who I bought it from it had been sitting in his closet for 12 years.
Wow.
So I freed her, and I named her Rosemary. Yeah.
And now the factory that made those burned down. But here we go. This is called Back Road on another subject.
Here we go.
One, two, three, four. I don't know everything, just what I need to keep on trying. Up in the mud, in the scene, and do my best to kiss the sky. Now when it comes to me and you, I don't know how I would get by without all the sweet. Walk on the back road with me and hold my hand. Let's talk about things going on in the world that we just don't understand. Be my cure, be my cure. Ain't nothing else in the world. Some things right too. Without some lucky breaks, no woman or man can make it through. As long as the sun keeps on rising and the wind blows from the west, I'm just gonna keep on trying. My best. She said, baby, take a walk on the back road with me and hold my hand. Let's talk about things going on in the world that we just don't understand. Be my cure, be my cure. Ain't nothing else in the world that I need more. Well, she said, baby, take a walk on the back road with me and hold my hand. Let's talk about things going on in the world that we just don't understand. Be my cure, be my cure. Ain't nothing else in the world that I need more. Strange Birds.
And Carrie Minor, Ray Smith as Strange Birds. I want to point out that Back Road won honorable mention at both festivals, Rocky Mountain Folks Festival and Telluride Bluegrass,
yeah,
in 2016 and 17. And when we say that they're award-winning songwriters, I mean, we really mean it. Carrie was a top 10 finalist at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival New Song Competition, 1999, 2002, 8, 13, and 16. And she's also been a finalist at Telluride Bluegrass Festival Troubadour Concert Contest in 2004 and 2017. So Ray has numerous honorable mentions at both festivals and wrote. And here it says the original score for the full-length film documentary Muscle Shoals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I did all the stuff on that that you don't recognize.
Is that the one that starts out with the water?
And... yeah.
Wow.
That was a very strange sound that I made, and the director, when I first sent him it, with four samples, he loved that sound. And it was me string blowing on my electric guitar through a Leslie and a whole bunch of effects. And that's the first sound you hear when you pull up the film. But I've got like 26 little pieces of music in there, from, you know, dobro to, you know, strat to Hammond, a lot of Hammond in there.
Wow.
I'm not an organ player, but I play one on TV.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. A couple of questions. You call yourselves blue collar folk. Can you explain what that is referenced to?
I think it's because, and Marie, add to this if you want to, but in 2011, we'd had a band and done all kinds of things, you know, when we first met. And then in 2011, we just decided to hone down just to the two of us. We were inspired by, you know, Gillian and David and Roseanne Cash and her husband, John, and just kind of wanted to slim down and become more acoustic. I'd always been a folky acoustic, and Ray had been more of a rocker and in a jazz fusion band and been in New York and on Vanguard record label. And so we kind of honed down our sound, and we were both working jobs and doing music full time. And so we kind of felt like we're working and we're playing, and, you know, we've pretty much done all our albums on our own. We've never done a Kickstarter, which I completely am in support of. And who knows, maybe down the road, you know,
yeah,
we'll be asking you for
sure
some donation. But so we just kind of had a work ethic, and it became blue collar folk.
Ah, okay.
Which also kind of comes from, like, when we started out, a lot of times the tip jar went straight to having dinner that night. So, you know. We've been lucky lately.
We made money, and then we paid the bass player and the drummer and went home with, you know, 10 cents in our pocket. So.
And they were awesome guys to do that.
And then the Strange Birds is because, maybe part of it, I was going to take a shot at it, is because you alluded to your different background. So that's how you came up with moniker of Strange Birds?
Well, we started off with sleight of hand, but then people came to a show in Salida and thought we were magic, doing magic, which we weren't. Ramirez kind of does magic on the guitar, but... and so that wasn't going to work. And then I met, what was her name, down at Stacey Earle down at the Folks Fest Song School, and I was telling her about that, and she said, well, just use your name. So we did that for a while. But we really wanted a moniker, and I was back visiting my mom, and she was talking about her friend Mitzi and said, she was such a strange bird, and I was, like, on the phone calling Ray. I loved it. And we both love ravens. We're really into, like, raptors and ravens and the big birds. So it was kind of perfect.
And we love the 60s birds. That's why we use the Y in it.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
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 That's awesome. Yeah, it's very memorable for sure. Yeah. One word, Strange Birds, Strangebyrds, for you grammarians out there.
One word. Thank you.
Yeah.
Know the.
Yep. What are we going to do next?
So the next song we're going to do is the last song on our album. Is it the last song?
No,
I guess it's not.
It's like Three from the End or something.
Well, Three from the End.
Okay.
And it's a song called Skeleton Tree. And I got the name from, I was reading a bunch of poetry, and there was some reference to skeleton trees. And it reminded me of when aspens lose their leaves in the late fall, winter, and the forest becomes kind of dark. And, I had been enchanted by the story of Ezra Barker and his wife, Hannah Connell Barker. And so I started writing the song about the Barker Dam and how it became Barker Dam. And in my research, I found out that Hannah was from County Cork, Skibbereen, which is where my family's from. And my Irish family is Connell, and she was a Connell.
Oh, wow.
So it's very likely that we may be related.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
And so here's this song about Barker Dam.
Barker Dam in Nederland, Colorado. Skeleton Tree, here you go.
Ezra Barker got down on one knee underneath the skeleton tree. Said, Hannah Connell of Skibbereen, do me the honor and marry me. For my wife has died and my child is seven. Since I met you, it feels like heaven. We got married in the dwindling fall. Town folk came one and all. To rest, town of Boulder put me to the test. Sit there aiming to build a dam, flood our home in Nederland.
You gotta give a dam to fight a dam. You gotta give your heart to love a man. You gotta give a dam. Fight a jam. You gotta give your heart to love a man.
And I fought and I fought, then I fought harder. They just covered our land with runoff of water. And now I stand on top of their land, looking down at Barker Dam. Think about Hannah from Skibbereen, underneath the skeleton tree.
You gotta give a dam to fight a dam. You gotta give your heart to love a man. You gotta give a damn to fight a damn.
You gotta lose your heart to love a man.
Thank you.
And your songs are so easy to follow, too, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you research that again?
To tell you the truth, I was commuting from Nederland. We live in Rollinsville, but I was commuting from Ned down to Boulder for work. And on the back of the park and ride is a big poster of Hannah Connell Barker. And then there's a picture of the ranch where now the dam is. And I just became intrigued. So I went to the Carnegie Library and did a bunch of research and then just, you know, did some Googling. And then we went to Ireland. And that's when I found out she was from Skibbereen, same as my family in Connell and all that. So it was pretty interesting. She left before the famine. My great-great-grandfather left before the famine. Mm-hmm. And luckily, and my great-great-uncle did not, so he didn't make it through. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, your parents?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminds me of Trinidad, Colorado. They put in a dam and buried several towns, you know, mm-hmm. and most of them are on the south side of the reservoir.
Yeah.
That must have happened a lot, you know, where people's lives were changed because of those reservoirs.
Oh yeah.
Well, water in the West is such a big deal, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She fought for a long time. She was a mover and a shaker. She was a teacher, and then she became part of BVSD's, I think, directing it, and she owned all kinds of land. She owned the entire length of Arapahoe, I think, and I forget what they used to call that neighborhood. And they just remodeled her house on like 7th and Arapahoe. They restored it back to how it was when she lived there. It's beautiful.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I actually knocked on the door one day and handed over our new CD to the owners and said, hey, check out Skeleton Tree. And
wow.
They were pretty delighted.
And then so the cops showed up.
Yeah, then the cops showed up. No, I'm just
Carrie
joking.
Was off the jet. No.
No. Back then, I was still working, so.
Well, we got another one here. This is from our latest record, a little song called Wonder that came about just because my love for nature and a lot of lessons out there in nature that transpose to life in general, and that's kind of where I come from. So this here is called Wonder. I always want to wonder. I like being under a little spell. I don't need to be knowing where everything's going or where it's been. And the lessons in our lives are right before our eyes. The once majestic tree decaying in the sun. And it tells us little things about who we are. In this universe of everyone, I always want to wonder. I ain't figured out thunder or lightning yet. When the storms come chasing, I turn around and face them, see what I'm gonna get. And the lessons in our lives are right before our eyes. The wind blows away something that you love. And it tells us little things about who we are and what we might be made of. That old tree lying in the sun, dying in the sun. Unlike you and me, always on the run, always on the run. I always want to wonder. I like being under a little spell. I don't need to be knowing where everything's going
where it's been,
where it's been,
where it's been. Little wonder there.
This is a song, another ballady song, and I wrote a book called I Shall Be Near to You, and it was about a young woman whose husband wanted to join the Civil War to make some money to buy a farm. Well, of course, we all know what happened with all that, and within a couple of weeks, she realized that she couldn't stay in the town as a young single gal, so she decided to join him. And in my research for this particular song called Willie, I found out there were over 1,200 women who fought dressed as men in the Civil War. There were 6 women who gave birth in the middle of battlefields. And the history goes on and on and on. It's pretty amazing. So.
And you were a finalist at Telluride Bluegrass and Rocky Mountain Folk Festival for this.
I was.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, but did people know that they're really women, or did they were that well disguised?
You know, back then they only checked your head for lice and your teeth, so there was no actual physical to join.
Okay.
And when they died in battle, many of them were buried right away and then covered in lime, which instantly, you know, disintegrates the body. So there were probably even more than 1,200. But if you look at the photos, it's really interesting because some of them actually do look very masculine. And some of them you're just like, what? You know, how did they not know? But, you know, women need to make money. Their husbands and their brothers and their fathers had all gone off. Mm-hmm. And they needed to make money, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Did they fight on both sides of the war?
They did fight on both sides. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, do you think there's any Jayhawkers?
I don't know.
All right.
There's a lot more to look into with all that, you know?
Well, it doesn't stop, probably.
No.
Just like people's curiosity.
Right.
Like mine.
For sure. You ready?
This is called Willie.
Here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Infantry marched out of town with a fife and drum, carried my heart into the morning sun. Men in town won't leave me alone, they keep coming by my home. Gotta make a plan, gotta leave this place, gonna find Willie and his sweet face. I cut my hair and bow my chest, girls gotta do what a man can do. Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do. Two weeks out, I found my boy. We held back our tears of joy. Walked into the woods to be alone. Jesse, oh Jesse, please go back home. But steal your bride. I cut my hair and bow my chest, put on the Union blue and toss my dress. Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do. Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do. Thank you. greatcoats took us by surprise. I lost sight of Willie that night, didn't find him till the morning light. Willie, oh Willie, please don't go away, we've got a baby on the way. His last breath hit the morning chill, there and then I lost my will.
I cut my hair and bound my chest, put on the Union blue and tossed my dress. This world can be so cold and cruel. Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do. When I cut my hair and bound my chest, I put on the Union blue and tossed my dress. This world can be so cold and sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do. Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do.
Sometimes a girl's gotta do what a man can do.
Beautiful, beautiful. Tonight we are joined by Kerry Miner and Ray Smith, better known as Strange Birds musically on your community radio station, the Cabaret program. And man, I'm really digging all these songs. They're awesome. So do you guys consider your songwriting process collaborative, or I mean, I can see two distinct kind of personalities. Yeah. In your
sometimes
songs.
It's collaborative and sometimes it just like comes shooting out, you know, like Star-Crossed Lovers for Kerry just shot out one afternoon and
that came in all one sitting.
And then
Willie came out. I just gotten the bouzouki and so I was just kind of messing around with it, and I had just read that book, uh-huh. And then it started coming to me, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to the Folk Alliance International out in Kansas City, and we rode out with Court McCumber in his van.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way out, I was kind of playing it, and the guys were like, "Well, try that, do this, do that." And so then I put it all together, and out it came. So
wow,
yeah, it's been a very
collaborative.
Gift.
Do you feel like since you retired from your jobs that you're more prolific songwriters, or do you write about the same?
That's a good question. We're just starting to write for a new album, and our biggest problem now is we're playing so much that we don't have a lot of time to sit and just, you know, figure out songs. So I've probably got about 18 notes in my phone for like possible song ideas.
Uh-huh.
And then Ray's got probably about, I don't know, 25.
I got a nice pile.
When we get back from our tour, and after Vernon Barn,
maybe
we're going to...
while we're out on the road.
While we're out on the road, we're going to sit down and start, you know, flushing out some of these ideas. Yeah.
I will talk about that, but I'm just also curious, how many dates a year do you play then?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, around 80.
Yeah.
80? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, some years a little more.
Goes up and down.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you think you play in the state versus out of state?
About 80% local and 20% are out of state now.
Okay.
But that's changing.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to keep working, so we, you know, we like to try songs out live, and like if you're too picky sometimes about the shows you book, then you don't work enough. And so we like to work.
We're hard working.
We're together, you know. That's part of that blue collar ethic, and then So, you know, we could probably work less locally and maybe make more money with fewer shows, but we like to play. So,
yeah, we do. And it's a great way to go out and just try out new songs, and
yeah,
it's a great way to build your audience. And we've been doing this for a long time, so we're really lucky to have the audience that we have.
And then we go out of town a little bit, like we're going to the Midwest next week. And
we
got a 2-week stint out there of shows we've been nurturing for years. And
nice.
They
really
love
nice
us
audience.
There.
Well, we do
at least
have.
They did last time we were there.
We do have listeners on the KGNU.org, and We could talk about some of that this cabaret show on October 4th. That's a Friday. You're playing the Grand Cabaret.
The Grand Cabaret. Yes.
In New Ulm, and that's October 4th. That's a Friday. That's 7:30.
New Ulm, Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota.
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 I have to say it like that.
And the next, looks like they're playing a festival, Big Island Rendezvous, Minnesota, October 5th and 6th.
That's in Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay. And then, there it is right there. And then Boss Meadery in Madison. That's a cool place to go.
And Josh Hardy, and we're going to be splitting the bill with Josh Hardy that night. He'll be opening the show, and then we'll be playing. So we met him at Folk Alliance International, but he's from my hometown, Madison. So it's funny. I met him first in Kansas City, and then we connected.
You're from Madison, Wisconsin.
I am originally from Madison.
That's a cool music town, too.
It's great. My best friend, Rick Twite, is a big part of who started the MAMAs, Madison Area Music Awards, and they get all kinds of instruments into kids' hands who otherwise couldn't afford them.
And they help develop
really awesome
young artists.
Group.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Living Room in Platteville, Wisconsin.
Listening Room.
October 12th. Thank you. Yeah. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's a nice house concert venue.
It's in a 100-year-old Victorian house, and they removed the wall between the dining room and the living room, so it's a long, skinny room, which is perfect because the acoustics are wonderful.
Oh, okay, and the sound just goes forward.
It just goes forward, yeah.
And a nice Midwest crew.
Really nice. Yeah.
How many people can they get in there?
We've had 40, almost 50 in there at some times,
That's a lot
40,
of people,
50 people,
Soil Sisters Hunter Moon Celebration in Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
October 13th.
Yeah.
And then this is a Friday, I think, right? Vernon Barn at Vernon Barn in Longmont.
Northeast Longmont.
Barnevents.com.
Yep. Beautiful venue. Frank and Dorothy built this barn from the remains of an old barn and built a state-of-the-art music venue.
Wow.
And we're so fortunate to have been asked to come and play there. It's going to be a beautiful night, very intimate setting and community. And you can find more about that at
www.barnevents.com. www.barnevents.
And you can only find out where it is if you buy a ticket, just because it is a private, residence.
It's kind of like being sourced for a secret agent thing.
Yeah, you get to be a secret agent.
They let you know where to go then.
Can see the strange birds and wear black.
Call up.
Well, we just have so many great opportunities here as far as venues and then as far as the great groups like yourselves. I mean, this area never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, and we're really fortunate. Danny Schaefer has been very kind to us, so we do play a lot of the Oscar Blues and Tasty Weasel and all those great venues. And
well, we started 20 years ago when there were no breweries and it was just some coffee houses. And, you'd ask people to come out on a Saturday night to have coffee and dessert, just like things really progressed around here. And
but we kept going.
We were lucky to be in on the ground floor of a lot of that stuff.
At one point I read an article, an interview with Willie Nelson, and he said that, in the beginning of his career when he branched out from, the more popular stuff he was doing, he would have like 3 and 4 people in his audience. And Bonnie Sims said to me one night, exactly what he said was, I give the same show whether there's one person in the audience or there's 100 or 200 people. They get the same show, and that's kind of our ethic as well.
To blue collar folk.
Yeah, but I have to just go back to Soil Sisters because they're an all female group of farmers in Wisconsin who joined together. And I think it's Lisa Krivist. I hope I say your name right, Lisa, if you're listening. Started this whole thing, and I became enchanted after reading about it in Modern Farmer. And I just wrote to them and said, hey, I'd like to buy one of your t-shirts. I'd like to rock it on stage. And she was like, well, what kind of music do you do? This was like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And then I let her know we're coming through on tour. So this whole thing happened with them. And I'm super excited. It's going to be also a show in a barn in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. So
yeah, and that's a very pretty state too. I envy you for going up there too.
Yeah, it's gonna be
a
really nice time of year.
Yep. So we're with Strange Birds tonight here on Cabaret. I'd like to thank George tonight for doing the sound. It sounds wonderful in
thanks,
here.
George. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So this next song we're gonna play is a song I wrote for my dad. He was of the great generation of men that didn't always talk about what they felt or did, and when he was gone, I had questions but we had a great relationship, and this is called Half the Man. Ready, honey?
found the pills that helped your ills. I found your medals from the war, and I realized I'm half the man you were. They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that anymore. Sons and daughter, I am only half the man you were. They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that. They don't make them like that anymore. I still don't know exactly who you were. They don't make them like that. 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 They don't make them like that.
Half the man.
You know, I can relate to those feelings.
Oh.
About my dad.
Yeah.
He's made grown men cry on that one, and women for that matter.
Yeah, you almost did it to me, too.
Oh.
It took me a while to sing that without sobbing myself. But, you know, sometimes that's the best kind of stuff. Actually, most times.
Well, especially if other people can see their situation through your words.
Yeah, you know, we always try to write in a semi-universal manner and still make it personal. You know, you want other people, you want to draw them in, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to hook them in and kind of break down the barriers so they find out we're more alike than we think we are.
Yes, indeedy.
I want Ray to do his radio voice and announce the station.
It's KG. Are you coming?
I could do that.
KGNU 88.5. You took me by surprise. I didn't know.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, George, we got to get a station ID on us.
KGNU 88.5 FM. And by the way, I'm renewing my membership tonight. And if you're out there listening and you haven't renewed yours, do it before they do the big, giant push for it.
I like to give them my old cars because we drive our cars into the ground from playing shows and loading gear. So, and then so we give them to these guys, and then I get like a lifetime membership, and I love I love Ralph Nader. I love Tom Hartman. I love the BBC. I love the African music show. Yeah. I love even the Hmong music we were talking about.
And we love George, who's doing our sound tonight.
There's some great stuff out there on KGNU.
There sure is. You're about to get a second car. So
I'm waiting for you to say Honky Tonk Heroes.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's a song I wrote for Tom Horn. He worked for the cattle barons up in Wyoming, and he got so good at catching the wrestlers that they framed him for the murder of a young boy. And because everybody in town loved Tom so much, nobody wanted to be the one that would, let go of the noose. So architect in Cheyenne, Wyoming, came up with this method of hanging called the Julian method, where they used water instead of a person. And part of it was because he didn't feel anybody should have the weight of someone's life on their hands. And the other part, for Tom's case, nobody would do it. So 90 years after his death, he was found innocent. And I went up to his gravesite in the cemetery, Columbia Cemetery in Boulder, and sang him the song. And the wind came up and blew my skirt up over my head. So I'm pretty sure he approved of the song. But here we go, Blood on the Moon.
We want to thank Carrie Minor and Ray Smith for coming in tonight. What a wonderful hour.
Thank you for having us.
Our 55 minutes so far, but I know the next 5 minutes are going to just be equally as well. And we'd like to also remind you that if you want to go back and catch any part of this show, we will have it in a couple hours at afterfm.com, so you can go back and listen to this fine program. And thank you so much.
Time,
yeah, we can do it. So I was driving down the canyon, and Ray had written this instrumental, and I was listening to it up and down the canyon as I was commuting. And I came home that night. My dad had just passed recently, and I was reading a lot of Emily Dickinson poetry. And so I told Ray, I think I might have a song to this instrumental. And I took phrases of her poetry and phrases of mine, and we wrote this song called Tender Majesty. There's a certain slant of light on a winter's afternoon, and when it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. Saddest sound, the sweetest sound, the loudest sound that grows. Birds make it in the spring at night's delicious gloom, and it makes us think of what we have, and what can be no
more.
We almost wish those feathered souls would go and sing. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me. The simple truth that nature told with tender majesty. There's a certain slant of light on a winter's afternoon, and when it comes, the landscape listens, shadows pull their head. And it makes us think of what we
makes
have,
us think of what
and
we
what
have.
Can be no
what
more.
Can be no
we almost wish those feathered souls would go and sing. Sing no more.
más allá, otro mundo más allá. Hay un mundo más allá, otro mundo más allá. Hay un mundo más allá.
Tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time right now is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned in to KGNU's Corriente every Tuesday from 8 o'clock until 10. We play Latin American music from all around the world. My name is Danielle, and I will be here until 10 o'clock tonight playing music for you. I also wanted to say thank you to Dano for hosting today's cabaret show.